Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The list of large corporations that have now mandated vaccines is growing. That includes Old Mutual, Discovery Life, Healthcare, Curo, MTN, various universities, and Sanlam are now all implementing mandatory vaccinations in the workplace. That is effective from January 2022. Is this something that all companies can get behind? And if they want to look at it, how do they do that? Jackie Reed is an employment law and a senior lawyer and a senior associate at legal firm Herbert Smith of Freehills. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Do you foresee this becoming the standard?
I think, Howard, that a lot of employers believe that in order to ensure a healthy and safe working environment for their employees, that vaccination is probably the most effective way of doing that. A lot of employers have been hesitant and would rather encourage and educate and cajole their employees towards vaccination rather than implement the policy. However, what we've seen is that, particularly overseas, we've got some good examples. In France, for example, before they introduced the vaccine passport, they were at 44% of vaccinations. And then after the vaccine passport, they shot up to 77%. So it appears that vaccine mandates work. Discovery has provided us with similar numbers in relation to its introduction of the vaccination policy. Its policy is only effective next year, but they've been working with employees for approximately 6 months in relation to the mandatory vaccination policy. Maybe it's not as long as 6 months because it was only announced on the 11th of June, but somewhere in that region. And they have indicated that they are now at 94% of vaccinated employees, whereas previously the number was much lower before they started discussions about introducing a mandatory vaccination policy. So it appears that vaccine mandates do work, and they do encourage employees to get the vaccine because they would rather continue to be employed by their current employer than face dismissal, and possibly in the form of either disciplinary action or an incapacity process or an operational requirements process. So it seems to be that that's the way many of the large employers are going. What's important is that in order to establish whether or not this is something that your organization wants to do, you would need to establish first whether or not the organization falls within the Occupational Health and Safety Act. Essentially, the only businesses that don't fall within the Act are those that fall within the Mine Health and Safety Act. So effectively, mines and ships are excluded from the Occupational Health and Safety Act, but they fall under the Mine Health and Safety Act, which has very similar obligations to the Occupational Health and Safety Act in relation to employers having to provide employees with a healthy and safe working environment. So then what you would need to do is you need to conduct a risk assessment. And that effectively involves looking at your employees, looking at your workplace, and determining whether or not it's necessary in the circumstances that you find yourself in order to implement a mandatory vaccination policy. So things like the age of your employees, whether or not that many of them have comorbidities and are at risk in the event that they contract the disease of severe illness, hospitalization, and or death. The other consideration is obviously whether or not you can accommodate the non-pharmaceutical interventions, which is mask wearing. I'm sure every employer can accommodate mask wearing. But ventilation is an issue. If you're in a building, where there are no windows, there are windows, but they don't open, then you have a situation where you don't have ventilation of air from outside. And some employers have only open plan offices. You don't have your own office where you can close yourself in and protect yourself that way. So it would depend on a variety of factors as to whether or not you then assess that the risk is too high for your employees not to be vaccinated. And in the event, and during this risk assessment, you would consult with your trade unions, if you've got trade unions in the workplace. Interestingly, of course, we've seen that the majority of trade unions, and certainly the trade union federations such as COSATU, have indicated that they are strongly in support of mandatory vaccinations, both in the workplace and in public places. So that's quite an interesting turnaround, because previously they indicated that they were concerned that employees would be forced to be vaccinated, and they didn't want that because obviously people are concerned about the slippery slope of right-wing evaded. So in that sense, you would then decide, okay, we want to implement a risk assessment, we want to implement a mandatory vaccination policy. We've consulted with our health and safety representatives, we've consulted with our health and safety committee, we've consulted with our trade unions, we've consulted with our employees and with our employee representatives, and it doesn't appear at this stage as if we've got any seriously concerning objections in relation to it, and so we're going to now move towards the plan, which is where we develop a plan in relation to who needs to be vaccinated, and insofar as objections are concerned, these are the objections that we're going to consider. And the direction provides that you consider objections based on constitutional grounds, the right to bodily integrity, the right to freedom of religion, belief and opinion, and or medical grounds. Medical grounds are where an individual has a severe allergic reaction, an immediate allergic reaction to the first dose of the vaccine, in the instance of Pfizer, and or with Johnson & Johnson, it would be a bad reaction to that. And then the constitutional grounds, belief and opinion, is interesting, because it's unlikely that you're going to have any belief or opinion that is based in science that justifies your objection to a mandatory vaccination policy. Religion, on the other hand, there are some indications that employees want to object on religious grounds, and they present letters from their religious leaders those kinds of organizations where they show that a tenet of the religion is not to be vaccinated, a central tenet of the religion. My understanding is that there are no religions, in fact, that
I've looked into this. I certainly can't find any religions that...
Yes, I know that Jehovah's Witnesses
in South Africa
don't permit blood transfusions.
Yes, that's
in certain instances, but I'm not sure that extends as far as vaccinations. But that is the only one that I could think of where that would be applicable. And then the final constitutional ground is the right to bodily integrity, and that's really the one where we think that there will be some pushback. And we must remember that Section 36 of the Constitution provides that rights may be limited. So there are some rights that cannot be limited. For example, the right to life and the right to equality and dignity, those cannot be limited. They are completely protected. There's no basis upon which you can limit those rights. But you certainly can limit the right to bodily integrity. And in this instance, what you would look at is you would look at whether or not the purpose of the limitation renders the limitation valid. So here we would look at, is this particularly invasive? It's not particularly invasive. It's one or two injections and possibly some follow-up injections.
Certainly proved to be safe as well. Life saving. So
exactly.
We do unfortunately need to wrap it up. I am getting the messages that we have towards
that.
The 7 o'clock news. Jackie Reed, attorney specializing in corporate employment law at Herbert Smith Free Hills, bringing us a lot of information, very important information, with regard to mandatory vaccinations. Your thoughts on that? Would you object if your company said that you had to vaccinate or find employment elsewhere? Would you, in fact, go and find employment elsewhere? 3451900618951019. It has gone 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.